7:17 a.m. We welcome to our microphones our good friend, California refugee, Tennessee resident now, Craig Huey, author of Tennessee Voter Guide, TENNVoterGuide.com, TENNVoterGuide.com. Craig, you live in Williamson County now.
Michael, I'm a proud resident out in Williamson County. It is a land of the free. I love it. I am so glad to be there.
It's a great place.
It is.
And but it's got some problems.
It does.
Some debt problems.
Talk about
that a little bit.
My gosh, the county has overspent and is about $1 billion in debt. In the face of debt, they just recently passed $150 million more debt. And they're talking about taxes. They keep voting for tax increases and sales tax and education impact taxes and a variety of taxes. And, of course, everybody's being hit by higher taxes. Property taxes are going up because the value of a house is going up. Gasoline is going up, so more gasoline tax. We're paying too much taxes.
And most of it, I think, is they're building these palaces that are for the K-12 public schools.
Oh, my.
We're growing.
Yes.
But they are palaces.
They are.
You know, my general complaint has been, okay, you're focusing on the exterior.
Yes.
And entirely missing the problems of the interior. That is what's actually being taught.
Oh, you know, here's the problem. You have kind of a good old boy club. You know, everybody says I'm a Republican, and everybody says, I'm a good guy. But you know what? When you dig into it, they're spend, tax, mm-hmm. tax, and they're not looking at how to cut waste.
Which is why the county commission primary election tomorrow,
yes.
in Williamson County is so important. What, there are 230,000 people in Williamson County now?
That is correct.
And growing. So there are 12 members of the county, 12 districts.
Yes.
Each district has two representatives.
That is right.
They're all up. Primary.
Yes.
So you've got recommendations in each of these 12 districts. Are you ready to roll?
I am ready. And let me just tell everyone, it's easy to go to Tennessee Voter Guide and go straight down the list because we research every candidate, the good, bad, and the ugly. We looked at who donated for who, what they say on their Facebook, how they voted. So much in depth. We know more than their wives know, and so what we found is shocking. So as we go down,
let me just give the website.
Yes,
TENNVoterGuide.com. TENN VoterGuide.com, and just go down to your county. In this case, it's Williamson County.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 12 districts, two candidates each. Let's start with District 1.
District
Who do you
one.
Endorse?
So we're endorsing Lisa Lennox. She's a fighter against government overreach, against taxation. And we're also have endorsed Scott Lucas, who wants to do a rainy day fund. He's concerned about our bond rating. And one of the things about the bureaucracy of Williamson County is nepotism, just hiring friends and hiring family, and he wants to try to get more efficient workers.
How about District 2? I think I live in District 2. I'm pretty sure I do. Who do you endorse in District 2?
So District 2 is an interesting race where basically you've got Elizabeth Hester, who is an incumbent. We haven't endorsed all the incumbents. In fact, we feel most of them have to be thrown out. I wish there were some better candidates in this race, but Elizabeth Hester, she's an incumbent, kind of a McCain-type Republican, McCain donor. Then there's a fighter, Andy Moretti.
Moriarty. As in Professor Moriarty.
You know, he wants to fight taxes. He wants to cut spending. He wants to roll back even the property taxes, 7% increase. He wants to reduce that $1 billion debt.
How about District 3?
So District number 3, Jeff Graves. He's a financial advisor. He wants to cut wasteful spending and regulation. He's an incumbent. And then Daniel Jordan. Now, here's the thing, Michael. Most independents running are Democrats in disguise. In this case, that's not the situation. Daniel Jordan, he's an independent, and he has been involved in the school issues.
District 4.
District number 4, Greg Lawrence is our recommendation. Pete Stresser is our recommendation. Both of them awesome incumbents.
How about District 5 in Williamson County Commission? pick two.
Yes. Mary Smith, we're making a recommendation and endorsement. Evan Bledsoe, independent. He's endorsed. He's, you know, we like this guy named Rob Verrill, but Evan gets the nod.
I'm looking at District 6.
Yes.
I'm not seeing anybody endorsed there.
Well, you know what? They're all going to win.
Okay.
Because there's not enough competition. They're automatically going to win.
All right. How about District 7?
So District number 7, we got an interesting race where they're all weak candidates, but we are endorsing Bert Shefflett. And Bert is an incumbent. He's against the school curriculum mess where they're teaching CRT mm-hmm. and what have you in Williamson County. And then also Christopher Richards. We're endorsing him. He once, you know, he fought against getting this Renaissance Festival, putting us into debt for that. You know.
Yeah, I saw the county's taking
that
over.
That's
kind of an odd situation.
You know, there's
situation.
So many things that we can privatize.
I like the Renaissance Festival, by the way. But
it should be private.
I'm with you. How about District 8?
District number 8. We're recommending Barb Sturgeon. And, you know, they did vote for a tax increase, but when I look at the other incumbent, they're better. And then Drew Torres, you know, Drew loves Tucker Anders, Tucker Carlson and Dave Ramsey and
how could
a
you
consistent
go wrong?
Conservative.
Now, in the 9th district, there's only two Republicans.
Two Republicans are
so
going to win.
You're not going to endorse there.
Right.
How about the 10th district?
10th district. So this one has been a hard one for us. We vacillated what to do. We are recommending Megan Guffrey, and we're recommending David Lundrum. Bradley Diaz, he has a lot going for him, but he's a newcomer. I don't see a consistency where I can confidently recommend
him. You don't know what his
him.
Background is.
His
yeah.
background is a little fuzzy.
Okay. District 11.
District number 11. Sean Elio, awesome. He voted against the tax hike. He's a member of the Federalist Society.
So he's an incumbent.
He is an incumbent.
Sean
Aiello.
Okay, who else?
And then Charles Garrett. He's a conservative contributor. He's got a consistency.
And then we've made it in time. District 12, the last two that you're recommending.
Yes.
Endorsing.
District 12, we're recommending Brian Clifford. He's fighter for parental rights, and he believes in faith, family, and conservative values. That's his campaign slogan. And then John Dillon. He wants to cut the wasteful spending that's going on right now where we just got to cut that wasteful spending. He wants to do it. So John Dillon for number 12.
So these are the recommendations of the Tennessee Voter Guide. It's nonpartisan Williamson County guide to the primary races in 2022. It's on the web at 10voterguide.com, T-E-N-N, voterguide.com. How long did it take you to go through all this, Craig?
Oh, this was a month and a half of research, in-depth research. But we made it easy to see how to vote your values. We put a rating by every candidate. And here's the thing, Michael. One vote, one person listening, they get to the poll tomorrow. Their one vote's like 12 votes. So few people vote in these local elections. The listeners of this program have the power to change the commissioners in Williamson County and Davidson County and Rutherford County, all the counties, and we have it all those counties listed on.
Yeah,
the
and tomorrow's the last day. The polls are open in Williamson County, I guess, from 7 o'clock till 7 p.m.
Yes,
I've not voted yet.
Oh,
so I'm going to have to go in tomorrow.
One
I will
vote like 12.
I'm going to vote tomorrow. Yes. In my district. Have you voted yet? Have you early voted?
I plan to vote today.
Oh, well, you can't vote today. Early voting's over. You'll have to vote tomorrow, like
vote
with me.
Tomorrow. The California voting continues on.
Well, it,
but
you're in Tennessee now, my friend.
I am glad I'm in Tennessee.
All right, Craig Huey, thanks so much. And thanks for that great information, all the work. Voting your values in New Orleans County. We'll have you back in again soon to talk when the primary comes for the general election in August.
Yes.
All right. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. Crom Carmichael, the original All-Star panelist, will be with us after the break.